Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, the irredeemable Ipsy Ed Bondurant.
I'm speechless. Oh no, I said something. Wow. Hi.
Deplorable?
Yes, the deplorable Ed Bondurenka. Thank you.
The dregs?
One of the basket. Yes, a dreg. Yes, a proud dreg.
All right. Well, welcome to The Drift, and what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on the dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
There you go. Look at the dailydrift.com, and you can get a free subscription emailed right to your inbox, so you don't have to go looking for it every day.
Free?
Free, man. Just go in, type in your email. I don't track your emails. I don't know how, so there you go.
Don't worry, Yahoo does it. Google does it.
Yeah, everyone else is doing it. I don't do it because I don't know how, and I wouldn't anyway. So it's like I'm not busy enough. I need to track somebody's email. No, I don't. But let's take care of a little business. Whitmore Lake Golf Links. It's on 6 Mile Road in Whitmore Lake, just off of 23. Easy to get to. Great. That is a really nice golf course. The back nine, very tough. Very tough. So you skilled golfers, if you're looking for a challenge, Whitmore Lake Links. Yeah, Links of Whitmore Lakes. They got food. They got a bar there. They got everything you need. In the Current newspaper, they have a $5 off any regular greens fees with this coupon that expires at the end of the month, so make sure you check it out. You can also upgrade to a range ball basket with the coupon, so go from a small to a medium or a medium to a large.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And you can reach them at 734-449-GOLF. That's 734-449-GOLF. Get out there and golf while we have a little time left. It's still nice probably for another 30 to 60 days, maybe, if we get lucky, right?
Yeah.
They have a great clubhouse. Some weddings and events, if you want to do something there. It's a great place. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a really nice venue. I like it. And the food's always been decent. They pour a mean drink. It's a good place. 734-449-GOLF. Okay, so before we get to
mean drink, what does a drink do? Is it like slap you in the face? How is a mean drink?
It slaps the tongue right out of your mouth.
They
do. Okay. They pour a good drink there. So before we get to the Kavanaugh, because I know we're all ready to vent. I'm ready to vent. I know that. We're going to talk with Jeff Jones, who is running for 12th District Congress, congressional seat here in Michigan, and let's bring him on. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so
good to be on it.
Yeah, well, always welcome. Always welcome. I love to get a good conservative in here, and you are running in a very, very tough seat. We would love to see you win because you're going to beat your opponent, who is. Go ahead and tell us.
I'm sorry, you completely blocked out on my phone, so I'm assuming that you asked me something about
it. You're running against Debbie Dingell, and I would love to see that dynasty of the Dingells finally go away.
Well, certainly we have a direct plan of attack. We did inherit the Data Foundation as well that helped Trump to win. So we have, people, we know exactly who we have to talk to. A lot of people don't understand this. The 12th is different than any other district. In Michigan, because of its disparity, probably of being 70% supposedly Democrat and 30% Republican. So, if you run a straight understanding of traditional Republican idealism, or at least the verbiage of it, then you can expect the last results of the 82 years, and not in regards to you can say things differently and maintain your conservative position. And so that's really what I've done in 2016. We received almost 100,000 votes. 35% of those votes came from independents and Democrats because they want the truth. They just need to hear it in different ways. And
is that reflected in the way that your 12 for the 12th is worded?
Exactly right. Yeah. So we try to make a bridge that people can follow, and maybe, I guess to me, again, I put education as a number one issue, because if we understand what's going on for the last 100 years, it's been about decaying our society, decaying our constitution, and decaying community and an enslavement versus empowerment. And so even though I'm, you know, sometimes that word empowerment frightens a lot of people and, you know, in new ageisms and things of that nature, but it's still the bottom line. You either are strengthened and supported or you're made a piece of bait. And that's really what's happened to all the communities. If you look around that have been subject to liberal influences, you know, they've just decayed. They certainly have not been strengthened. They're not any different after 50 years of being fed, you know, by a spoon and gimmies. It just collapses it and decays it and discourages it. It becomes, like I said, almost a cancer to our communities. And so if we could change the way we educate, we could influence the long march. Right. For better things.
Yeah. So we're talking with Jeff Jones, who's running for the 12th District Congressional seat, which is downriver, basically.
Well, it's downriver, right? And Ann Arbor and Ipsy Township. And, it's quite a gerrymander.
Yeah. So it's kind of tough when you get out this way to do anything as a Republican. But I can tell you, I grew up downriver, folks, and I'm an old downriver guy. I've been spending a little time down there recently. And you know what? The Democrats have not done anything for you. They have not. I grew up downriver. I've seen it come and fall apart in the last few years. I have been down there, and now I'm seeing a couple spots that seem to be coming back.
That's the Trump economy.
In the Trump economy. But for crying out loud, downriver folk, vote for a Republican. Vote for Jeff Jones. What have you got to lose?
Where have I heard that before?
Exactly. Vote for Jeff Jones, folks. We don't do straight ticket. I was just thinking the other day. Yeah. For the first time in my life, I'm going to go straight ticket Republican, but we can't do it now. We finally get the rid of the straight ticket.
It just takes some effort on your behalf.
Yes. Yeah.
So Jeff, I guess the biggest thing you've got going for you in my book is, and I'll be honest with you, I read that 12 for 12th, and it's a little bit, in some degrees, scary because of the verbiage in it. And yet, I know that you're a constitutional conservative, so that's marketing on your part?
Yes, exactly right. You know, again, so, you know, there are things that you know, still, I could probably run my entire campaign on two issues. I just don't think the world's ready for it. That is, love your neighbors, yourself, and the love of money is the root of all evil, but I don't know if the world's ready for that after 2,000 years of hearing it. But certainly, the truth still exists that, you know, people are going to, you know, we have a great diversity of people, certainly in the 12th district, and they need to be heard, but they also need to be, someone taught me the definition of a very valuable word, and the word was persuasiveness, and I probably looked at the word of persuasiveness as something ugly, something manipulating, something cunning and deceitful. But the guy that gave me the definition said that persuasiveness is guiding vital truths around other people's mental roadblocks. And so when people, you know, we've been so influenced by the world around us and by, well, again, you know, John Dewey said, you know, give me 75 years and I'll make America a communist, you know, country. And so these have been part of the progressiveness of what they call progressiveness. And again, to me, it's kind of a silly word because it really does exactly the opposite, just like Antifa is the strongest fascist organization in America today, to be called Antifa. Mm-hmm. These are the oxymorons of society. You know, so we've got to get past those, I guess, the things that divide us and focus on the things that unite us, and I believe our Constitution does that. It's just that a lot of people don't understand the process of our Constitution. They, you know, the 14th Amendment is what kind of compelled me to get started in you know, run in politics, and the violation of it, and there's so many issues to be settled by it if we actually tore it apart.
Okay, so let me run through some questions here so that people who are listening can get a view of where you're at. On immigration, what's your stand, real quick?
Well, certainly America was built on immigration. There's a big difference between immigration and illegal immigration. And illegal immigration has nothing but, will do nothing but destroy our economy, destroy our education, and manipulate a system that was not designed for the way it's being abused today.
Okay, so you'll support Trump in stopping illegal immigration. You will support building a wall.
Yes.
You will support reducing the amount of legal immigration we have going into the country right now.
Yeah, again, it's now at the point where my biggest problem with immigration today, or in illegal immigration today, is that we have about 14 congressional districts on a national basis that represent no U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
People don't maybe understand that.
Yeah.
But there's roughly 14 to 16 million immigrants, illegal immigrants here, let alone other people that have no respect of our Constitution and no appetite to.
Yeah. Well, there was a study that came out just this last week that said, you know what, we think there might be as many as 29 million illegal immigrants in the country. So, do you think 5 million of them probably voted? I'm betting they did. And there's your 5 million that Hillary Clinton keeps talking about, the popular vote.
Absolutely. Again, when California does what they do and New York does what they do, again, it's a great disparity. It's a violation of our constitutional rights as U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
And for all those people that went through legal immigration to become a citizen, it's a spit in the eye to them. And most of them will express it the same way, no matter where they're from, feel that, illegal immigration is a great violation of
Trump. Jeff, you're pro-term limits. You're running for a two-year term. What do you see as viable term limits? And would you step down after how many terms?
Well, one of my hopeful issues to bring up is the fact that I think 2 years is a little bit ridiculous in today's age of accomplishing, because as soon as I get elected, I have to start on my campaign for 2020, which again is silly.
That's a constitutional issue.
Yeah, and so on a constitutional issue, I would love to see the term go to six years and limit it to two terms, which to me, again, you serve for 12 years, and if you decide to go on to the Senate and serve for another 12 years, that would be very reasonable. You serve 24 years your country, and by that time, a whole new generation has been raised, so let the other generation do the rule. Yeah. And so that would be a push that I would support, but certainly, if I can't accomplish what I need to, in that time frame, 6 to 12 years, then it's time to step out and let somebody else do what needs to be done.
Right. So, Jeff, we've got a question from Russ in Ann Arbor. Derek, can you bring Russ on and let him ask his question?
Hey, Jeff. Are we there? I heard a buzz.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay. My biggest thing, and I'm so glad you're on the radio, is, well, we got 84 years of Dingell. I mean,
yeah.
Holy, say that, insert bad word there. I mean, and, the yard signs ought to say, end the Dingell dynasty. 84 years is enough.
Yeah.
We've had so many people give us suggestions on how to, that someone told me about bringing out like a 1932 Ford or something somewhere, parking it, and saying, this is what happened. This is what people drove when John Dingell Sr., took office.
Yeah.
And so these, certainly, the problem is that, Debbie very rarely even introduces any new plans whatsoever. She takes out stuff that failed for John and John Sr. and tries to reintroduce them. That's all they do. So you don't get current event support for things outside of, continuing things like, giving our greatest, the greatest terror organization in the world, the country of Iran, nuclear weapon capability. It's just moronic. I mean, just beyond our community. Debbie's words are, we don't have to ask who's there when someone knocks at our door, children. Just let them in.
Yeah. Wasn't a politician, I'm sorry. Wasn't John Dingell the father of Obamacare? Didn't he get credit for that?
John Dingell Sr. really was, and John Jr. brought it, kind of kept it alive. It had been a visionary of their family for a long time. Universal health care, what people don't understand is what universal health care is all about, and that is really, it is not about affordable health care for individuals. It's about the government taking over reserve dollars, and they flushed out 1,500 companies basically overnight when the Frank Dodd Act moved things forward, and the ACA then enforced it to have 80 cents on the dollar in reserve money. So that is how people borrow money. They borrow money, banks borrow money because of reserve dollars set aside through the insurance industry. So if you can collapse the insurance industry, you can access those reserve dollars and cover up the lies that have been scamming America for the last 40 years.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Russ. Appreciate you calling in on that. And so,
love that insight, though.
Yeah. So, Jeff, what's your website? What can we send people to look you up, see where you sit on the issues, and maybe make a donation for you?
Sure. Jeff Jones, the number 4 congress.com is the easiest way to do it. Just simple. Jeff Jones, number 4 congress.com.
Okay.
If you click on the /take action, or you just go to the website, you'll see you know, opportunities to participate, whether online or mail us in a check or get involved in an event.
Okay. And you're on Facebook.
Yeah, a lot to do.
You're on Facebook
events.
Links
everything to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those other things. And that's really how we hope to go viral, is because it costs nothing to hit share. And if people just start hitting share on my videos and my blogs, well, you know, we exponentiate the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jeff, we're going to get you in here to the studio sometime between now and Election Day. So please try and find some room on your calendar and you come and sit with us, and be prepared to talk some national issues that may not be completely germane to our 12th district.
But that way people can see what you actually look like.
Yeah, people.
No, absolutely.
People can hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Let's let's get you in here and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Jeff.
Great. Take care. God bless.
Take care.
God bless you.
Okay, so great. I would love to see somebody new in that position.
One less vote for Pelosi.
Nothing
else, folks. One less. If you can't get excited about Jeff Jones for Congress just because you don't know who he is, just remember, it's one less vote for Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House.
Yeah. No more Dingell. That's what I want to say. This was a dynasty. It went from the father to the son to the son's wife. Come on, folks. We're Americans. We're better than this. This is not the House of Lords in England, right? This is not something you should be inheriting. Look at your candidates, for crying out loud, and make a decision based on common sense. In this day and age, you shouldn't be voting Democrat, folks. I'm sorry. All you union guys downriver, stop voting Democratic. Take a look around you and see what happened to Downriver in the last 30 years. Nothing. It's terrible driving down there now.
Yep.
Come on, folks. Get it together. Okay. So we're going to jump in. We've got time still. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and maintain my... I'm going to take a little. So, Christine Ford, did you watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I watched highlights. I'm sorry.
I turned it on and put in my little earbud, and I listened from 10 o'clock, and I tried to, I mean, I had other things I had to do, but I tried to listen to almost everything, and I heard most everything between her and him.
Yeah.
And the insanity of these Democrats is just infuriating me. I hope America watched that, because you know what? People, you're voting for evil, lying, deceitful, rotten human beings when you vote Democratic. When you put those people in Washington, D.C. that did what they've done to Kavanaugh, it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's sickening. This is not America. This is not who we are. This is just complete and utter nonsense.
I wrote recently, if you vote Democrat, you're either stupid, uninformed, or evil. And if you're stupid, I feel sorry for you. If you're uninformed, get educated. And if you're evil, repent.
I like that.
Yeah, because really, if these people are all about killing babies in the womb, and even those as they come out of the womb, is there anything more you need to know than you can't stay in the Democratic Party if you are not for that process, period. Everything else follows from that.
Yeah.
Evil.
Well, the minute she started speaking, I knew there was something wrong with this woman. I didn't find it credible at all. And we're going to go through this, probably most of it after the break here. But we're going to start with this, because I found this to be incredibly, incredibly, it just didn't make sense that anyone would even speak this way. Derek, you got the first track ready. This is, I think this is Senator Feinstein asking Ms. Ford how you actually can remember this. Go ahead.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. It's just basic memory functions, and also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes neurotransmitter encodes memories into the hippocampus. And so the trauma-related experience then is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
So what you are telling us is this could not be a case of mistaken identity.
Absolutely not.
Do you want to say something?
Well, for one thing, she answers the question saying, how do I know it happened? Because the same way. Well, she's talking to Feinstein. That's not a memory. That's data acquisition. That's not a memory of 36 years ago. So it's not the same thing. Not these two things are not equal. And like my wife was telling me this morning, she had been accosted. She had been assaulted. She remembers every stinking thing that happened about that. Who, where, why, when, everything that happened, every little detail. And this woman is like, oh, I can't remember where it was, when it was. I just know it was him.
Okay. So my point exactly, right? Here this woman is using some highly technical terms, norepinephrine and the chemicals.
Oh, and then says everyone knows.
Yes. All sealing into her hippocampus, yeah. These memories, they're locked right in there. Really? So how about the date, the time, the house?
Yes. With
the people who owned that house. Who was that? How is that not locked in there along with the one face of Judge Kavanaugh?
And memories get distorted. There's no two ways. She just said it's all chemical-based. You don't think there's any chemical distortions on memory? Or just deterioration over time? Or
I wonder how many chemicals she's done in her lifetime.
Oh, geez.
Besides the alcohol.
Yeah.
Come on, you California girl, party girl, whatever. You've put a whole... And if you're drinking, you know as well as I that when you drink... A lot. Mm-hmm. It actually kills memory cells,
yes.
Right? Yep. I mean, that's all part of it. Woman can say it's indelibly etched in my hippocampus because of the norepinephrine and epinephrine chemicals that were surging through my body at the time that I was assaulted.
Okay. Now, she's using technical terms. She is a doctor in psychology. She has a doctorate, right? Once again, my wife had a good friend in high school and beyond, and that woman went on to become a psychiatrist. And my wife was her receptionist for her office. And when that woman went for her PhD, her friend went for her PhD, she had to be psychoanalyzed herself as part of the process. So I'm imagining, I've got a good imagination, that Ford here, she had to go through the same thing when she got her PhD in psychology, that she had to face a psychologist. And that was in 1991 she got her PhD. So I've got it down here somewhere. So she got her 1996. She got her PhD in psychology. That meant that she already went under some kind of psychological examination around that time. So where's the documentation? If the first thing that comes out is, oh, we talked to my husband. I talked to my husband in couples therapy, and then there was this thing about the doors.
Yeah,
you go on about the doors.
I'm glad you brought that up. So her epiphany of remembering all this comes as her and her husband are doing a big renovation on the house.
In like 2004 or so.
And they get into an argument. She wants two front doors for whatever reason.
She's claustrophobic and a scuba diver. You know? But that's why she wanted two front doors.
I got to have two front doors. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what her house looks like. I don't care. I could conceivably see a sprawling California
that
ranch.
House
maybe
sold for $800,000, but it's California, so it may have been a three-bedroom ranch.
Yeah, a sprawling California ranch, maybe you can get away with a courtyard and two front doors. I don't know. But really, so you went to couples therapy because you were arguing about having a second front door on your... The whole thing just smacks of stupidity. You can't make something you would see on a sitcom.
But wait a minute. The whole thing is the building permit was 2 years away from when she said it happened. In other words, the couple's therapy was in 1 year, and the building permit was 2 years earlier. Okay. So she's lying. Her memory is conflated. She is mixing things up in her memory that she says is burned into her hippocampus. You can't have it both ways, folks. She can't remember squat.
Well, she's a Democrat. She's allowed to have it both ways.
Yes. Feelings.
Oh, I
do. Okay, I trumped it. Here's my trump card. Feelings. Boy, what's that medicine you take? I need some.
I don't drink.
Never mind.
But I would like to take some medicine. After today, I may need some medicine. Maybe I need something to sear this into my hippocampus.
Yeah.
I find it that the way she spoke with the terminology that she was using struck me as very elitist, very condescending.
Yeah, she said everybody knows this.
Listen to my chemical knowledge, and believe me when I tell you this story that I can't remember all the details, and that my witnesses, the three witnesses, she ended up...
Three, four, five,
it changed, right?
She forgets.
Once again, it changes.
Oh, she forgot how many witnesses.
Yeah. The two guys, no, three guys. Oh, hold it, one of them was my best friend. Well, anyways, the two guys... And the best friend all said, we don't know anything about it. Don't remember anything like that. Okay, when we come back, we're going to start
fresh.
I'll be honest. I'm going to rip into Christine Ford. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So we'll see all of you on the other side of the break. Don't you wish that you could cry? Don't you wish I would die? See me, see soft kids, child women.
calling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Handley. Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination is on hold, pending an FBI investigation ordered by President Trump. Kavanaugh is accused of a sexual assault dating back decades.
They should hold more hearings with the women who have come forward, along with all the relevant witnesses to testify under oath.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington delivering the Democratic weekly address. Some Republicans accuse Democrats of a coordinated effort to delay the process until after the midterm elections. In Mississippi,
today our city lost two officers and our community mourns.
Brookhaven Mayor Joe Cox following the overnight shooting deaths of officers James White and Zach Moak. A suspect identified as Marquis Aaron Flowers is hospitalized. The fallen officers were both in their 30s. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm a good person. I never bothered anybody. But I can't afford a nice house in a safe neighborhood. I live in a government high-rise. Gangbangers and drug dealers walk down our halls every day. My neighbors and I were scared. We called the police, but they can't keep us safe. Some of us are too afraid to even leave our apartments. But the housing authority told me if I bought a gun to protect myself, they'd throw me to the streets. If I'm not free because of my address today, what makes you think you'll be free tomorrow? I marched behind Martin Luther King at Selma. I know my rights. Now I have my gun. I am the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back to The Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondring.
Hey there.
Hey. So let's take care of a little business so we can get right back into the meat of the show because the calls are really stacking up fast. Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy. Boy, that's a mouthful, right? Mm-hmm. 810-225-9940. You don't have to live with a public school system if you don't want to. You can get yourself good charter schools, private school-free tuition, right? Tuition-free, 20-plus years they've been at it. CSAschool.org is the website, but 810-225-9940. Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice place, good location, easy to get to, easy to get in and out of, and it's a good alternative to the public school system.
Do right by your kids.
Do right by your kids. Spend a little time investigating the chart. If you're not happy with the way public schools are indoctrinating your kids, because many of them are, not all, I won't say that, not all, but many of them are, you have choices now, parents. So get your kids out to a private charter school, Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy, Innovation, Choice, and Character, 810-225-9999. Check them out.
Tell them we sent you.
Tell them you saw it in the Current newspaper, CourantOnline.com. And do, please, advertise in the Current. It's important. Okay, so we're talking about Kavanaugh, and we're going to take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte wants to talk about Brett Kavanaugh. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I think you guys are providing a good, different, somewhat unique and fresh look at this rather than repeating the same old stuff that seems to be parroted on every other show.
Oh, we've got a ton. We've got a ton, I think, of unique stuff. So we're going to get to it. What do you got, Joe?
As soon as you get off the line, Joe.
One unique thing was because you kind of the Democrat tactics. I mean, we see this stuff all the time. We know how they are, and whether people love Trump or hate Trump, if they're honest with themselves. One of the reasons Trump has the following he has is because he's willing to fight back or fight fire with fire. And Lindsey Graham seems to be the only one who has stepped up and willing to do that. And I don't know if you saw, but Alyssa Milano,
yep,
one of the supposed faces of the Me Too movement, was Feinstein's guest in the gallery to send a message to try and lend the Me Too movement credibility to the completely non-credible garbage of Christine Ford. And we should fight back. And I've said on Facebook, we should have Robert Bork in the audience behind her to send a message. Now, somebody pointed out to me something that I obviously didn't remember. It'd be difficult since he died in 2012.
Yeah. Yeah. Prop him up. Weekend at Bork's.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, former Justice. We love you. What they did to you was horrible. But we have a big country and a lot of resources. Use some creativity and imagination. Find a doggone lookalike of Robert Bork and have him in the audience behind her to send a message. It would be unequivocal. People would get it.
Yeah, have lookalikes of Brett Kavanaugh,
yeah,
and have Clarence Thomas sit in the audience.
Oh, there you go. All right, so what else, Joe? You got anything else?
No, that was mainly just we keep losing these battles because we're not really willing to fight.
Not
God
aggressive.
Bless Lindsey Graham for stepping up.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I am one of Lindsey Graham's probably worst detractors, right? I normally, yeah. I despise him.
Normally.
And I was so proud of him, I actually had the little hairs on the back of my neck. I was proud.
I was proud
to see somebody stand up and talk like he talked during that session.
I wonder if he had a Road to Damascus moment where he realized his friends across the aisle were not his friends.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. All right, Joe. Well, I appreciate the call.
That's two weeks in a row.
Take care.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row Joe stayed on topic.
Yeah, and Joe's, here's the point. Let's get this out of the way real quick because this is what everyone else hits, right? Dianne Feinstein had this letter. She could have turned it in July or August, and this whole investigation, including an FBI investigation, mm-hmm, could have happened in the investigatory hearings, yeah, when it was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If Christine Ford really wanted to be anonymous and not have her family torn apart with this publicity, they could have done it.
She could have stayed home.
They could have investigated and done all this in closed hearings. Everybody would have had their chance to question the heck out of these two and do everything without destroying the two families,
mm-hmm,
right? They didn't. They did this on purpose. And I, frankly, I think Christine Ford, whether she's being financially taken care of out of this, I don't know. Her FundMe account is now like at $1 million.
That's going
to
the lawyers.
Right?
She's those two lawyers on either side of her and whoever other lawyers, they're getting rich.
I don't know. The one lawyer got himself a nice fat envelope from Sheila Jackson Lee.
You heard about that.
I saw it.
Those were supposed to be letters. Even Tucker, I think, debunked that.
Yeah, okay.
Those were letters of support.
Allegedly.
Well, we don't know. Okay.
I don't know. But I can do the same thing as the Democrats, mm-hmm, right? There was a payoff. But anyways, so why did she get an attorney? Why did she contact? If she didn't want publicity, why was she contacting all the different news media outlets, right? So I find it kind of hard to believe that she really wanted to stay anonymous. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, the fault lies with the Democrats who leaked it, be that somebody in Feinstein's office or the congressional representative.
Wait until
who
the
did
last
that,
minute.
Right? Don't wait until the last minute. You did a disservice to Christine Ford. You did a disservice to Judge Kavanaugh by doing that. You know, there's a process in place. You, Ms. Feinstein, should suffer the consequences for your actions of not bringing this forward when you were supposed to, per the process, right? And it's the same with these other two ladies that are now saying, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. Total garbage. So I'm not buying any of that. But I want to go back to Christine being what I think not only phony, but kind of that elitist, using that information. I want you to listen when Senator Patrick Leahy asked her, what is the worst memory of this? Derek, you got that one? Play that.
I want to ask you one question about the attack itself. You are very clear about the attack being pushed into the room. You say you don't know quite
I don't know if this is the right track,
whom.
We want the other one. We want the one with Patrick Leahy asking her what sticks out in her mind. In the meantime, let's take a call from Gary on line two. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's my experience, and I have about 10 years of experience with psychiatrists and psychologists. These people are a racket. They don't know what they're talking about most of the time. I'm not saying every one of them is, but they did not do a damn thing for the people I was trying to help during my experience. And the reason I say that is because what they do is they get you in there, they fill you up with a bunch of psychobabble, they give you drugs, and they just perpetuate their own industry. So when couples are in couples therapy, they're under pressure to come up with answers to things that they don't know, just to validate the money they're spending to go there. So she could have very easily made up the Kavanaugh name just because it was somebody she heard about at that time, didn't know who it was when it happened, and just to propagate her lies to her husband or whatever they were in there having their problems. So this whole thing is nonsense because you cannot count on the psychiatrist to be professional anymore.
Yeah. You know what? I was kind of surprised that the prosecutor lady, Rachel, whatever her name was, that she didn't ask, what kind of therapy did you do? Was it regression, memory regression therapy, hypnosis therapy? Was there anything went in there? Were you prescribed any drugs? Was there anything going on in the therapy sessions that may have somehow influenced these memories? And you got none of that, right? It just seems like that would have been a question I would ask.
Yeah, I know you would have, and I might have, but maybe that wasn't the wise thing to do either.
Maybe.
Because that would have been seen attacking the witness on intangibles.
Yeah.
Oh, but you get what I'm saying? That's the fuzzy stuff.
Yeah.
And you can spend 10 minutes on that one.
Yeah.
As the whole thing about the fear of flying was a lot cleaner, a lot more.
Well, there you go.
You
Another
know.
Lie, right? Which we're going to get
yes.
to. We might as well cover right now. Here she says, I can't come because I'm afraid to fly. So that pushed it back another week. And yet she flies to Australia for scuba diving, surfing, wherever. She flies all over the world.
What claustrophobic person
gets into an airplane and flies around the world?
Or scuba dives. With sharks.
Yeah. I mean, come on. What else you got, Gary? Anything?
One of the things I heard that she was in New Hampshire the whole time anyway. She wasn't even in L.A.
Oh, like she couldn't have driven down for that short period?
Precisely.
Exactly.
So the whole thing is a big con job. Benghazi, what they did after Benghazi, or even the global warming. That's a big con job. So if they got away with those, which they have, then as far as they're concerned, they can con us all day long.
It's evil. They're evil.
We just won't catch on.
Yeah.
But we are, and with shows like yours and more others, we'll continue to press forward and fight. I mean, that's all we can do, brother.
We will.
So carry on.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Have a good one. Okay, so Derek, were you able to line this one up? This is Patrick Leahy asking her, what's her most memorable part of this thing? Go ahead.
I was able to get up and run out of the room. Directly across from the bedroom was a small bathroom. I ran inside the bathroom and locked the door. I waited until I heard Brett and Mark leave the bedroom, laughing, and loudly walk down the narrow stairway, pinballing off the walls on the way down.
Okay, stop. Right there. So you ran across the hallway after you and disentangled yourself from these two would-be rapists, lock yourself in the bathroom, Explain to me, if you're locked in the bathroom, how you can see them pinballing down the stairwell. Mm-hmm. Really? You can pinball. You know what? This whole thing is a fabrication. It's fiction. It's great writing. It's great descriptional writing, folks. But who uses that kind of terminology? They were pinballing down the stairwell. Really? Did you see that pinballing action? I don't think so.
Did it light up Tilt?
Exactly. This thing is written by somebody. They crafted it too well because it strikes me as phony. Everything I listened to her, I was just like, there's just no way.
Let's clarify the mental image we're getting here of this situation, too. Nobody took their clothes off. Yeah, nobody took their clothes off. If he was laying on her, they were both fully dressed. Nobody, I don't know how threatened she felt. Nonetheless, in Maryland, that was a misdemeanor whose statute of limitations ran out after a year.
I thought they said in Maryland.
Nope. I just read it.
You did?
Okay. Yes.
All right, let's take a quick call from Walter.
The laws changed since then at that time. At that time, it was 1 year.
So does it go retroactive?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rachel Maddow lied to me.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Go figure. Fake news on MSNBC?
No, Rachel just remembered it wrong.
Right. All right. So let's take a call from Walter in Ypsilanti. Walter, welcome to the show.
Gary, my man, Gary and Ed. Gary, I love it when you sound between kind of like Michael Savage and Mark Levine when you get angry. I love it, man. I love that energy, man. I feed off that energy. Unfortunately, we don't have people like Jeff Quaker Flake Snake. That's right, I said it. Quaker Flake Snake. That backstabbing demon. We should have known he was going to do it anyway. This crap about some freaking FBI lie nonsense. Bunch of foolishness. That lady is a compulsive, serial, lying junkie. And I see right through her act. And by the way, if she was, this is what I give her for her actress acting. You know, wannabe actress. First of all, she got her acting license from a Dollar Tree store dumpster. And she's a horrible actress. I saw right through, especially sitting up there trying to sound like a teenager.
Exactly, Walter. Did you call her a horrible actor?
Oh, yeah, she acted all through it. She's sitting up trying to change her voice, trying to soft sound.
Well, I'm glad you...
Yeah,
Walter, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want you to listen to this part, right? So some of you may have noticed, and this is what the first thing that sent my hackles up. She was talking with what we call an up-talk, right? At the end of every sentence, she kind of lilts up a little bit on her sentence, much like young kids do, or your toddlers
valley
do,
girls.
Or your teenagers do, your valley girls. You'll also notice, you can Wikipedia this up. It's called HRT, and HRT stands for, let me see, I've got it right here, high rising terminal. That's the scientific term for when you add that little thing at the end of your sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And the Valley Girls do it. Young kids do it. You'll notice if you hear your own children, you know, if they're in their young teens, will talk this way. You'll also hear it sometimes from people in New Zealand and Australia. They kind of talk that way, right? Well, what kind of a professor talks that way? And I've been digging and digging and digging trying to find a lecture of her audio or video. Cannot find it so far. Somebody told me that's all been scrubbed. You're not going to find any of that on it. Well, one of the actors in Hollywood, normally liberal, there's an actress by the name of Rachel Butera, who's in the last Star Wars, or one of the last Star Wars.
She was a short Oriental girl, wasn't she?
Not sure. I didn't see the last couple of them. So this went out. She did a little track of this, talking about that Fry vocals, which is part of it, and the uptalk. You got that one ready, there? Listen to how Rachel imitates this. Go ahead.
I don't know if anybody is listening to the Dr. Blasey Ford testimony about Brett Kavanaugh, but this is how I sound. I know it's a surprise to even me that I talk this way, and I'm a doctor and a grown woman. I sound like I'm still back at that high school party. I can't help it. I just have this kind of a voice, like a baby, even though I'm a doctor and I'm on this media circus, political stage, and I have kids myself that I don't know why I speak with vocal fry. But you can listen to my testimony and hear that a grown woman sounds this way. Dr. Blasey Ford, thank you.
Here's the quote. You'll never work in this town again.
She probably won't.
She has been hit already.
She has been hit already.
Yes.
And so here, so Walter, what do you think about that? Is that what struck you too when you heard her testimony right at the get-go?
First of all, she sounded like a throat cancer survivor. sounded like she got throat cancer, and she's flat out. She's, man, any fool could see through that lady. Unfortunately, the Republicans can't see through, well, some of them can't, but I think most of them see through her. But Lindsey Graham, I want to say this, Lindsey Graham, I hope he don't take a step backwards, because every time he takes two steps forward, he'll take another one backwards. But it seems like he's been on the Donald Trump train lately. And
yeah.
Thank God for that. But I want to say this. Did you guys notice with the Democrats, Congress, how they were, like, kissing up to her, like, oh, I know this is hard for you, and we just thank you for your courage to come forward.
Yeah.
Could you see through that foolishness, man?
All part of the show, Walter. All part of the show, the circus, the menagerie, whatever it is, that's what the Democrats were doing. So, folks, don't fall for the garbage, because that's what it is.
Walter, I want to make a point that I think I know you'll understand. Every time I've read something where we're talking about this, they say, oh, but he's a man. He's a man. All men do this. And you point that she can't remember, oh, but he's a man. It's, in other words, they are trying to make this innocent man suffer for the sins of many. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What other innocent man already did that? Yeah. What there was already one innocent man. He suffered for our sins. They already crucified him. We don't need them crucifying this guy.
Yeah.
We need to
be
hold people responsible for what they did, not for what a class of people did. But that's what the Democrats are doing. It's this whole class action warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're attacking men. They're trying to make men to be out the devil. Men to be out, you know, making men out to be the devils. And I'm going to say something real strong. It's not always the men. It's some of these women. Look how they dress these days. And that's no excuse for you raping them and all this others molesting. But some of these women, they want to be eyeballed. They want to be lusted after. And by the way, let me say, I'm going to end on this note. If you dress like a whore, you will draw a bunch of whoremongers. I'm out of here.
All right. Take care, Walter. Appreciate the call. Let's take a call from Wayne in Brighton. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciated all the comments that everybody has made, and there's a few points that I'm just wondering why we've got persons like Mr. Booker on the Judicial Committee, a man who has committed
assault
on women, admitted it. He is sitting there to judge someone else?
Yeah.
Off.
Spartacus!
Where is the integrity for who gets appointed and who sits on that committee? If the Democrats really wanted to try and build some sense of character and integrity, he'd be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No different than the gentleman from New Hampshire who lied about his Vietnam
experiences.
That's
no gentleman. Yeah, that's Blumenthal.
Liar challenging someone and saying at the hearings.
Yep.
Because you've lied on one thing, everything is a lie.
Yep. Yeah.
So how about all his words?
Yeah.
I want to know what Democrat sitting there had their child, their daughter, their niece, their wife say, let's pray for the Kavanaugh family.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. The hypocrisy is just incredible.
There's absolutely no character here. And the issue of because the Republicans aren't standing up like Lindsey did at the end, which I applaud, I'm not a big Lindsey Graham fan, but saying that you aren't going to vote Republican, you're now creating a greater pence for evil to occur.
Yeah.
You've got to stand up as much as somebody may stink, and we've got some great candidates. You had one on here earlier, Mr. Jones. No, we've got to continue the fight that started when President Trump was elected, and it's got to continue. If we don't want to lose this country, and that's what this is about, it's not Roe v. Wade, it's constitutional republic to be able to remain in place and exist. And if we don't think about that and vote in that regard to maintain our republic, we've lost it.
Good. Yeah.
We have lost it.
Yeah.
The day of the hearing, I sent a text message out to my four kids apologizing.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
That's a really good call.
Yeah. Yeah, Wayne.
I have not done enough
to
keep this country together for them and my grandchildren.
Yeah, we've got to, Wayne, and that's each and every one of them. If you're listening to this show today, don't just vote. And if you're not registered, please go register. There's still time. We must campaign, vote, and talk about what the Democrats are doing to destroy our country. And folks, this may be the most important midterm election in all of our lifetimes, because if the Democrats get back control, what they've done to Trump, what they're doing to Kavanaugh, they will do to each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. We are all at risk from what the Democrats are doing, taking away the basic right of presumed innocence. You are presumed innocent until proven guilty. And the Democrats have thrown that right out the window, right out the doggone window. And they will do it to you and you and you and me. And this is what will happen. This is our future if we don't get these Democrats out. The Democratic Party is no longer the party of JFK. The Democratic Party today is evil, it's socialist, it's communist, and fascist for that. If they're willing to throw away presumed innocence, which
even
is...
Even in a job interview,
if you're willing to throw that away, what will they do to us when they get power? Mm-hmm. What will they do to us?
Yep.
Think
what
about
have they
that.
Already done to us?
Well, yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
So we
what
have evidence.
What are they willing to do to each other? What did the Democratic Party do to one of their own candidates for the presidency?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They threw Bernie under the bus.
They don't care about human people.
Yeah.
It's all about power. I'm in control. I will manipulate you. I will make your decisions for you, and you will obey, or you will die.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at.
Good call.
Thanks for calling in. Really good call back.
If we don't think that's true, shame on us.
Yeah. Good call, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
You too.
I like Wayne's World.
Yeah, let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jasmine.
Speak up, okay?
Listen, first of all, I wanted to say that I really appreciated the whole Josie and the Pussycats voice that that woman had. It was nice. It was a nice kind of nostalgic take there.
Jasmine, you're breaking up on us.
Oh, no, I said I wanted to thank Dr. Ford for the whole Josie and the Pussycats voice you did.
Yes, exactly, right? You noticed that? I'm glad we weren't the only ones.
And did anybody else seem to notice that from far away? I really thought it was Marie Harsh testifying.
I can barely hear you, hon.
I said it almost sounded like Marie Harf, and it kind of looked like Marie Harf.
Oh, Marie Harf, yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that whole voice was wrong, and if anybody out there can find a video or an audio of her speaking to a class, that's what I really want to see, because that's when you'll know this lady was phony.
Oh, is that a challenge?
That is a challenge. I would challenge you or anyone, if you can find the video of her. I spent 2 hours this morning trying to dig up video.
We're offering it a reward. If you find this audio, we'll let you call into the show for free. Yep.
Oh, there good, because my budget was getting out of control.
Yeah.
Actually, the other thing I wanted to say was I hope, and I'm praying, that when Kavanaugh does get to the Supreme Court, I hope he remembers every single one of these lynch mob people.
They've radicalized him.
And he votes against everything that they put in front of him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jasmine, well, that's the end of the show, so I appreciate the call, and hopefully we'll hear from you next week, maybe.
Bye.
All right, take care. All right, folks, so go to thedailydrift.com, but also go to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Advertise with Current, because they sponsor the show. That's how we're on the air, and we need your help. So advertise with us.
Thank you.
Till next week.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good one. Bye.